Matthew chapter 18. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of the heavens?" Then Jesus called a child to himself and placed him at the focus of their attention. And he said, "Truly, I say to you, unless you change your ways and become like children, you certainly will not enter into the kingdom of the heavens. So it is whoever humbles himself like this child who is the greatest in the kingdom of the heavens. And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes offence to one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be more profitable for him for an ass-driven millstone to be hung around his neck and for him to be drowned in the wide open sea. Woe to the world because of its snares, for it is necessary that snares come, but woe to that man through whom the snare comes. But if your hand or your foot ensnares you, cut it off and throw it away, for it is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into the age-abiding fire. And if your eye ensnares you, pluck it out and throw it away. It is better to enter into life with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into fiery Gehenna. See that you don't despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that their angels in the heavens continuously see the face of my Father in the heavens. For the Son of Man came to save that which was lost. What do you think? If a certain man has 100 sheep, and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 and go into the mountains and seek the one which is going astray? And if it should happen that he finds it, truly I say to you that he rejoices over it more than over the 99 which did not go astray. In this way, it is not the will of your Father in the heavens that one of these little ones should be lost. But if your brother sins against you, go and remonstrate with him as a matter between you and him alone. If he heeds you, you have won your brother over. But if he does not heed you, take one or two people with you, in order that by the attestation of two or three witnesses, every matter may be established. And if he refuses to heed them, tell the assembly. And if he refuses to heed the assembly, let him be to you like the Gentile and the tax collector. Truly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loosen on earth will be loosened in heaven. Again, truly, I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth about any matter which they ask about, it will be done for them by my Father in the heavens. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. Then Peter came to him and said, "Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother if he sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times, seven times over. This is why the kingdom of the heavens is like a man who was a king, who wished to settle accounts with his servants. As he started to settle them, a certain debtor of 10,000 talents was brought to him. But as he did not have the means to repay, his master ordered him to be sold, with his wife and children and everything he had, and for repayment to be made. So the servant fell down and prostrated himself before him. And he said, 'My Lord, have patience with me, and I will repay you everything.' At this, that servant's master had compassion on him, and he released him and cancelled his debt. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants, who owed him 100 denaries. And when he had seized him, he choked him and said, 'Repay me what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and pleaded with him and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will repay you.' But he refused, and instead went away, and he had him thrown in prison until he should pay what was owed. But when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were very grieved, and they went and explained to their master everything that had happened. Then his master called for him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I cancelled all that debt for you since you appealed to me. Should not you too have shown your fellow servant mercy, as I for my part showed you mercy?" And his master became angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should repay everything owed to him. In this manner my upper heavenly Father will also deal with you, if you do not all forgive your brother his trespasses from your hearts.